When I was in my mid-20s, I started learning Native American survival skills and philosophy. I wanted to go to the woods and be left alone. I had post-traumatic stress disorder because when I was 23, I managed to manifest a riot in Camp Hill, Pennsylvania, where a 40-plus acre prison was pretty much burned to the ground. That enabled me to get beat to death, have the awakening moment that gives you whenever you have what's called a near-death experience, and got me back on track. So that's where that all began. I wanted to go to the woods. I really didn't want to learn philosophy. But what I experienced was a spirituality that was based on living in harmony with nature and noticing what most people miss. One of the coolest things that came about from the riots at Camp Hill, it drove me deep into neurolinguistic programming, which is the study of the breadcrumbs left behind by human thinking. It taught me how to notice how people think, not just listen to what they say. My Native American mentors taught me to notice what's going on in the woods instead of just going, "That's a tree." One of the skills that they taught me was a skill called the bow drill. The bow drill, fire of making fire by friction. And so literally I learned that and a couple other ways to rub two sticks together to release stored sunlight so I wouldn't freeze to death if I didn't have matches in the woods. Pretty darn cool. And there's a lot of symbology with that skill, but one of the things that we've got to just skip to pretty quick here in this introduction is there's a point in time when you're rubbing the two sticks together and a coal forms. This sunlight, the natives teach, well, they taught me anyway, that inside wood is stored sunlight. All that sunlight that goes on the leaves gets stored in the wood, and given the right conditions, that stored sunlight can be released. You can use that fire, you know, once you have a spark, a little coal, you can nurture it into a flame. You can take that flame and nurture that into a fire. And you can take that fire and you can make tools. You can harden the tips of arrows so that you have really cool and functional arrowheads just made out of wood. The end of the shaft, basically you point it and you harden it. You can do it with a digging tool as well if you want to make a digging tool. You can use fire to cook your food. You can use your fire to keep your body warm. If you're in cold conditions, you've got about 4 hours. When we did survival training, quote-unquote, one of the ways they boxed it was this. You can do about 4 minutes without oxygen. You can do about 4 hours without fire or shelter, unless the temperature is just right. You can do 4 days without water. You can do 4 weeks without food. And that doesn't mean there's not going to be damage or you're not going to be miserable. But you'll notice the second thing there, it's pretty interesting, because air is often associated with spirit. We'll be exploring some of that in these recordings, I'm sure. But fire is something that most people really don't have a grip on. Fire has to do with digestion, assimilation. Fire has to do with transformation. If you look at how fire shows up in almost every primitive culture, not just as a something that you need to stay alive, but also how it shows up symbolically in their traditions, you get that fire's really important. And as a manifester, there's a point where ignition happens. Let's talk about my car. I manifested a really cool BMW 325i. I got it for the price of a Chevy. I got exactly what I wanted because I followed the formula. I did exactly what we teach in the Feel It Real Power Pack, and since I have enough of my own crap out of the way, you know, stuff that we do in Manifesting Mastery, as you know, this works then. But when I sit in my car, so I toss Emmett and Bruce in the back, you know, the days that Victoria likes to do yoga, and I get in the car, I turn the key, and then there's ignition. I get zoom, vroom. And once that's happened, yeah, the car feels good, right? The car comes to life. And that's when I can put it in gear and I can steer. And what we get to do in this lifetime, from what I can tell, we're in charge of the gas and we're in charge of the steering. We often put the brakes on, and we really don't need to. But we're in charge of the gas and we're in charge of the steering. We'll explore some of exactly what that means as well. But we need ignition first. So my old car, my Volkswagen, didn't always have ignition, right? Maybe three, maybe four, zoom. And every now and then I'd be driving and it would just kunk. There was some electrical fault in it. We never really did identify what it was, so it went away. But I want you to notice something. Once you notice ignition and you know what it feels like when the motor is running, it's like when you rub two sticks together and you get that little coal and you nurture that coal into a flame and that flame into a fire. Sort of like shifting gears. But you know when you're in the state. You know when you entered it. And you learn to notice when you're not. Without looking for signs. You see, you've got a choice. When you can feel ignition happen. And we've been exploring on those Feel It Real Fun videos how to do that. We're going to go really deep into that here. And also what to do with this flame, this fire, right? This coal that happens with ignition. But when you notice that you have ignition, you can rest. And you naturally do, because it's time to stop rubbing two sticks together and take care of that little baby. Neville would say it's time since you've planted the seed not to dig it up, maybe to give to it just a tiny little bit. And so with ignition, there's a point that we want you to notice. If we were going to condense this down into just a little 15-minute lesson instead of just a 15-minute introduction, we would tell you this. Here's the introduction. I just drank some tea. I've got this lovely, it's called cocoa mint tea or something. I don't know what it is, but it tastes like licorice because that's what's actually in it. And so I just had some of this lovely, we'll call it licorice tea. I can smell it, right? So right in front of me, I've got my little MacBook computer, so cool. And I've got my Blue Yeti microphone, which enables me to talk and actually sound decent. And off to my left, I've got this cup of tea. And as I sit here in this cottage, this little mud brick cottage that was once just a dream, and now it's a dream of ours to continue to restore and grow and just let friends stay in once in a while and use as our offices as well. As I sit here, I can smell the tea. It's off to my left. And I imagine what it tastes like. Once I imagine what it tastes like enough, I find that I've got to hit the pause button and I've got to take a drink. Because I've imagined to the point where ignition happens. So when ignition happens, qualitatively, things change. You get it? I want you to notice that with ignition, qualitatively, things change. Now, what does that mean? The head likes that. Qualitatively, things have changed. Have things changed qualitatively? Yes or no? How have things changed qualitatively? Again, the head likes that. The heart will go, oh, yeah, things have changed. Oh, my. Or the heart will go, nope, fudge, hasn't changed yet. And the belly gets to go, all right, I got this. Something's changed. No need to put it into words now. There's a calmness, a stillness when we make that 18-inch journey. We've been exploring that. We'll be exploring that heaps more in these recordings. And there's that knowing tea would feel and taste lovely. And it's from that belly, it comes back up to the heart, and the heart goes, yes, let's take some. And the head says, pause the recording, take a sip of tea. Which I just did. That's how fast this works. This is what we tell, if we're working with a client, and they tell us that and we can tell they're really diving in. They're doing a lot of reading on the articles. They've got some packages, and they're just not noticing successes. Here's the thing: they're not noticing successes. That doesn't mean they're not having them. It means they're not noticing them. So let's talk about noticing successes. This is really good. So there's three levels that we manifest on. Okay, we're just going to break it into three things. The head likes to do that, and the head goes, oh my God, or the heart goes, or the head goes, there are three levels that we manifest on, and the heart goes, cool, I'm learning something. Yes, this will give us the results we want. And the belly just sits with it. Go on. Okay, all these recordings are going to bump into the other ones. Listen often to them all. So we've got the mundane, we've got the madness, and we've got what most people would call the praise, the miracles. All three of those are constantly happening in your life. Probably the most common two at first, or maybe the first two that you get to notice heaps of, are the madness and the mundane. So let's talk about the mundane. The mundane is literally what we're talking about right now. The mundane is, I just imagined what the tea would feel like. The tea could sit there forever, but until I imagine what the tea would feel like. And you know what? I remember my grandma. She used to drink tea. Agnes. Agnes was one of my first teachers. She used to drink tea in a cup. So why would I even say it that way? That might be what she would tell me. I drink tea in a cup. That's what a little boy would hear or say or mention to his grandma. So we got the heart in there, the tea in a cup. And gosh darn it, I want to take another sip of that tea. I just drop into the belly. I enjoy a little bit of silence. You don't need silence for long, because the silence is, there is no time. You could be silent for months, for years. You could sit in the cave for decades, or have that silent knowing this is good. This is a good program. This is a good cup of tea. This is it. You get it? It's a knowing you feel in your bones. It's not a, looks good, sounds good to me. Well, there could be an exception. It's not the head talking. It's not just a, yeah, this is it. Okay, an excitement talking. The excitement will wear off at some point. Then you get to get excited again. But you can't be excited 24/7. Okay? But silence is where it all comes from. Silence is the drink. If you could imagine a fizzy drink in a glass, silence is the fluid that the fizzy comes from. Silence is the stillness that contains all movement. And within silence is ignition. So we're bumping you in the most loving way into two models so far. We've got this 18-inch adventure, and we've got ignition. And your head is going to scramble. It wants to make sense of it all. How exactly does it fit in? I can see some connections. That's pretty cool. Yeah, if we do this first and then that second, oh yeah, that will work. And the head will sort it out. But then suddenly the head will go, oh, but I don't know. What about this? How does this fit in with the teachings of Tony Robbins? Oh, I would want to do a firewalk and think about that. Oh, does the longer the firewalk, the more the benefit? I don't know, but maybe it's the more the firewalk costs gives us bigger benefit. The head, well, yeah, they're only in there to make money anyway. It's okay, you know, to pay money to people. Money is just a sign of wealth. You get it? The head will talk to you forever. And it'll confuse and confound and delay the pure feelings of the heart. And most people never touch the belly. They never notice the ignition. It's time to drink tea. It's time to move. It's time to do something different. And it's not a thought, well, it's a time. It would be a good time for me to do it now. That's the head speaking. You'll know that you've got the ignition when you've imagined eating ice cream and you find the spoon moving toward your mouth. The state is what drives the behavior. And we're going to dive really deep into that. So I want you to explore ignition by just noticing. When you're sitting down, imagine standing up and walking to the point that you do that. All right, let's dive deeper.